Remembering on purpose. Remembering or forgetting is part of the human struggle. Sometimes we remember things we would really like to forget, and forget too many things that we should remember. How would you like to not be able to forget anything? Most of us find peace over past sins by trying to forget and move on. We find comfort in the distance that comes with passing of time. The further we are from our sins, the less we feel they mark our lives and the less guilty we feel. Do I even remember half the wrongs I've done? The truth is that I've conveniently forgotten most of my violations. I read a story about a woman named Jill Price who has a rare condition doctors called superior autobiographical memory. Jill can recall in vivid detail every day of her life since age 14. Experts at the University of California studied her for 6 years to confirm her ability. If you've ever wished you had a better memory, you might want to reconsider. Jill views it as a blessing and a curse. She has warm memories that comfort her in difficult times, but there's also the dark side. She recalls every bad decision, every insult, every excruciating embarrassment, and therefore every sin. Over the years, Jill said, the memories have eaten her up. She feels paralyzed and assaulted by them. Peaceful sleep is rare. We all want to think of ourselves as basically good people, but we can believe that illusion only because we forget most of our past decisions and actions and thoughts. But what if we remembered them perfectly? Jesus understood our tendency to forget even the most important of things, and to hang on to the things we should put behind us. So he helped us by instituting a practice that calls us to remember something central to our being, his sacrificing his life for the forgiveness of our sins, which gives us the means to put behind us a past wrecked by sin and look forward to new life in him as new creations. We practice the partaking of communion in order to remember. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, Paul tells us, "For I received from the Lord that what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it, in remembrance of me.'" When was the last time you even thought about Jesus giving his body to be broken and shedding his blood to save you from your sins? Was it last Lord's Day? Have you given it much thought since then? Remembering what he's done for us gives us reason and the means to forget our past sins and to set our hope on in that. He has accomplished for us. Through Jesus Christ, we can forget sin that has been repented of. He has. That's why the first Christians gathered together. They observed communion to remember. Our Father and great God in heaven, we thank you for this time of remembrance. We thank you for this time that we can use this to forget our sins, knowing that they were covered by the blood of your Son. We can use this time to remember him and what he did for us. And do remember that it was our sins that put him on that cross. Thank you, Father, for the ability we have to cover our sins with his blood. Thank you for his willingness to go to the cross and your willingness to send him. Thank you for the love that you had for us and the love that you shown on that cross that day. Thank you, Father, so very much for all these things. And I ask that you be with each and every one now as they partake in this memorial, remembering that Jesus died for us so that our sins could be cast away. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.